It's 28 past six on Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. We're going to start with cricket, where the wisdom of Ricky Ponting is still being listened to in and around the Australian dressing room. It was Ponting who earlier this week said it was time to start grooming Mitchell Starc for greatness, and that meant him playing in the first test against Sri Lanka at Bellary Vale today, and of course every other one between now and the Ashes. Accordingly, the other left-arm Mitchell Johnson, is in charge of libations over the scheduled next 5 days, with Ben Hilfenhaus regaining his spot after his imposed rest. Now, Hilfenhaus hasn't taken many wickets so far this summer, but his economy rate is good, as in one, he doesn't concede a lot of runs, and two, the Tasmanian Cricket Association's economy will also benefit from having the local boy playing. There was a big balderdash game on last night that managed to live up to the hype. Brisbane wicketkeeper Chris Hartley hitting four off the final ball to beat Adelaide. In golf, and Daniel Popovich has surprised plenty, probably including himself, to be the leader after the first round of the Australian PGA Championships at Coolum. Popovich, who is ranked at 1,251 by the computer, had 9 birdies after 12 holes and ended up with a round of 64. That was 8 under par after a handful of pars and 1 bogey over the rest of the course. And that puts him 2 strokes ahead of Scott Strange and 3 strokes ahead of a group that includes Jeff Ogilvy, who had a day of real ups and downs, 2 eagles and also 2 bogeys. And Greg Norman lasted just 2 holes yesterday before being struck down by food poisoning. And in surfing, again, the conditions not good enough for competition in Hawaii, so I think we're going to have to wait until tomorrow morning to find a world champion. I'll be back with more sport later this morning, Fran.
Terrific, Warwick. Thanks very much.